Hello, everyone, on Audio Boo.
Hello.
Hello.
You all right?
Are you all right?
Yeah.
It's Paul Hopkins and...
Claire Wendell.
And we're here, the final countdown, it happened.
It
really oh, my word.
Europe, you say?
Europe, you say? What's that? That was that big old continent over on the English Channel.
Yeah, we used to belong to them once.
We did. This is the final countdown by Europe. Thought it would be a bit appropriate. A little bit of music and, yeah... There it goes then. Final countdown. So we're a few days in now, aren't we? Since it all happened. And well, what's the reaction, really?
Okay. It came as a bit of a shock to me because I genuinely thought that we would remain.
Yeah.
And I'm a Remain voter, so
I know I was.
Without question.
Yeah. And Nathan would have been.
You had to be battered into submission, but I...
I went on a journey, let's say.
Yeah, there was no journey. Across the border, was it?
No, so I wasn't even going
to
vote. I wasn't going to vote, then I didn't. Then I was going to vote out. Because
you can't not vote. That's disgraceful.
Well, yeah, I know that.
I mean, that's part of the problem.
I didn't take it seriously.
The amount of over 18s, 18 to 25, that have said, oh, they're now upset because their futures have been ruined and actually they didn't vote because they couldn't decide. Is disgraceful.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other subject of conversation.
It is.
I think the problem is that...
I don't even actually know what I voted entirely because...
Well, yeah. No, the intention was
the intention
to vote
was
in.
To vote in.
But I woke to the news that Nigel Farage was making his little victory speech, although he'd already conceded defeat earlier in the night.
Yeah.
So that was a bit odd.
What did he say?
That, I have no idea.
It was done without a single shot being fired.
Mm.
A bit inappropriate, I
would have thought,
given the unfortunate death of Joe Cox.
So the thing is...
But he's an idiot.
It was all predicted. You know, the Remain party said, as soon as, you know, if we leave, the pound will plummet. Businesses will pull out. You know, all of that kind of stuff will happen. And the pound plummeted and the FTSE plummeted, although they have rallied slightly.
We'll see what happens tomorrow.
The FTSE is certainly up. In fact, the FTSE was up at the end of close of play on Friday on what it was on Monday. So it's... The FTSE will.
But all that's based on nasty speculation.
It doesn't matter. It still has an impact.
Yeah.
Then there's been talk.
The pound's back up against the US dollar, though.
To what?
We're at plus 0.06%.
Yeah. What's the pound against the dollar?
Yeah.
How many dollars per pound?
1.368.
That's low. That's the lowest it's been since 1984. I used to spread bet the financial markets. Yeah, I used to spread bet the financial markets, and the lowest I think I ever saw the pound, as in the pound drop against the dollar, is 1.42.
Talk about then what the implications are, because it's not just implications, but a lot of things that people didn't expect. So such as problems potentially with the borders of Ireland. And
but people
Gibraltar.
Did expect. Everybody said, "Oh,
well,
Gibraltar,
said they didn't.
Spain
I knew,
have been hanging on to
this
for years.
It could have wrecked. It could wreck the peace treaty." There's talk from Ireland saying, "Basically, thanks very much. You've
yeah, they are.
Put
there
a bomb
is there
under
are
the
concerns.
Peace treaty is what
yeah,
they said.
There are concerns about Ireland,
and you can only use that language if you
Scotland
from
are talking about breaking and having another referendum and independence and all that kind of stuff. And
but they're also Holyrood, which is where the government is in Scotland, are talking about that they could." They could effectively...
They can't. It's rubbish. I've already looked into this. It's not true.
You know, she's saying it, though.
Of course she is, but she's all... The problem is that everybody...
Nicola Sturgeon's head of the
Everybody
SNP.
Is there, you know, the people who are actually speaking. Ironically, they're not the people who wanted all this.
No.
The ones that wanted Osborne, Boris Johnson, they've all kind of disappeared off into oblivion, never to be seen or heard of again.
Okay, so I'm going to quickly...
Yeah,
what's
I mean,
that, sorry?
He's the Chancellor.
Oh, yeah,
it doesn't really inspire confidence in our economy when the Chancellor's gone AWOL. You do wonder where he is.
This is Nathan in the background.
Yeah,
foreground. Hello, mate. You're right. I'm just saying you're there.
I do grind
if
not. I'm talking about
you do?
I just look everything up in my phone
and no, you
Okay. Yeah, but you stand by the things that you look up or you dismiss some others of them. So you do have opinions. You don't just look up stuff.
I hope.
I wouldn't have thought so. Yana spoke very, very eloquently about all this and about what's going to happen now and what we're lacking. And
okay, my
she thinks that she thinks that, I think from what she last said, that Cameron is cowardice, really. But I don't know. I think he's playing chess.
I think Cameron. There is no way that somebody who didn't want us to leave the EU could negotiate proper deals, because that's not what he wants. You know, if he,
but Boris can't.
Boris not doesn't run out.
If Boris doesn't run for election, he's finished anyway.
Well, he's done. Nigel Farage is done.
If Boris does go for this and try to make his way out of it, he's probably finished anyway, because it'll take years. If he goes for Prime Minister and doesn't enact Brexit, then he's finished anyway, because it's a directive from, it's a direction, isn't it, from the people. But actually, none of it has to be enacted at all. Now, I know Europe is saying you've got to sort this out quickly.
Well, no, Angela Merkel's backtracking on that, isn't she? And saying, "Oh, we have to take your time."
She said, "We don't need to rush this, but we don't want to like delay it forever." I think, which is about.
I think
right.
They're a bit afraid of a domino effect, but I think.
Well, they should be. I mean, Europe does need, and there was no sense that Europe was going to reform. I think this is the trouble.
I think the issue here is, this is my personal view. I think it's been incredibly divisive.
It's been horrible.
I think that. You know, I've heard of people being insulted, not just because, you know, people saying, oh, people who voted leave are idiots and they're, you know, and they shouldn't be allowed to vote and, you know, all that kind of thing. And I think if people have voted in their own, you know, have researched and voted with their own reasons, let's take out the whole racist, xenophobic remark, you know, assumptions out. There is a lot of racism and xenophobia involved, as much as people, you know, wish to argue that there really is. But if we take that out of the equation, if people voted with absolute certainty,
courage is a conviction,
and that's what they wanted, and they voted out because that's what they, you know, they truly believe is right for the country and for their future, then that's democracy. I may not agree with them, but they have the right to do that, in the same way that they may not agree with my reasons for wanting to remain. The ones I have an issue with are these people that are going, oh, I didn't realise we'd actually get thrown, you know, we'd actually be leaving. You know, it was a protest vote. No, it wasn't most. The problem is that you have people, and the media are going to spin this the way they want, and that's part of it. But people saying, we voted out of protest. We didn't actually think we'd leave. Now I'm a bit worried for my future.
Slightly off topic here, the petition to have a second EU referendum is now at 3.25 million.
Although they've already removed 76,000 signatures from it.
Why? So some fraud.
Because they're fraudulent.
Fraudulent.
What do they mean by fraudulent?
Well, people that aren't registered to vote in the UK, as in aren't living in the UK, and it's been shared.
Aren't legal to vote.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So there's been quite a lot of that.
Not me.
No, I'm not.
I signed it.
It's been. I think the problem is that it's been very divisive in that regard. I think anyone who sits there and says, "Oh, but they lied to us, £350 million," we thought our NHS were getting, which they backtracked on fairly sharply.
Yeah,
did anybody actually believe that? I mean, politicians have been lying. I mean, Nigel Farage wasn't in a position to make those promises.
No.
So he, you know, anybody who listened to him thinking that he had the power was delusional anyway. Careful.
Sorry.
From that perspective, I personally think that I'm going to boldly throw. I think regardless of what happens, we have to ride it out. I think if we leave, the economy will recover. We have hard times coming up, and there are fears for jobs, and there are fears for, you know, that kind of thing. Although JP Morgan originally said they would be pulling out of now, so they're not.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Oh, well, have they changed their minds? That's interesting, isn't it? Because they said that was a bit rubbish. They were saying to their employees, lining them all up and basically saying, you know, we don't want to be out of Europe, otherwise loads of you are going to lose your jobs. And I mean, they were on about moving anyway, to be honest. So that was already in the pipeline. But now they're saying they're not. I never knew that.
HSBC, they were going to be pulling 1,000 staff. But equally, I think you'll find that there are a lot of companies who wanted to make redundancies and are using this as an excuse.
I'm glad you said that because I worry about that.
I think there's going to be a lot. There is going to be some of that. You know, people think it's a lot easier to justify redundancies when you can uphold something like this as a bit of an emotional playing card. So
yeah.
I do think that while there will be some job losses, I think there'll be some that aren't as legitimate as we would have believed. Mm. I think it will be tough times ahead, but I actually think we won't leave. I actually think that nobody wants to be the one to bring about Article 50.
It's a smoking gun now, isn't it?
And nobody's coming forward going, oh, I think Liam Fox is apparently kind of going, maybe. But
Donald Trump.
Nobody else.
Think about it. Labour is in disarray. I mean, people are resigning all over the place.
It's because they want Corbyn. Because Corbyn was such a weak... He didn't really want to... He wants to leave. But he used that as an excuse to gain the leadership. No, he didn't. He's always been a leave advocate until he joined the Labour, until he became leader of the Labour Party. He used it as a pawn to further his career, essentially, and his leadership. So which
Labour,
is why he
will
was
Labour
so quiet.
Will Labour leave party then? Or will, La- no, will remain. Labour remain party yeah. then? Or will they? So they okay.
So there's lots of discontent in the Labour Party.
Mm.
So they're going to tolerate. They are going to. I mean, trigger a leadership contest.
And Conservatives will have one. We could have an election in autumn.
Well, I said on Friday we need a general election, and lots of people said, no, you can't have one of them. But I actually think we will. I think we'll have a general election in...
They're saying the autumn is possibly the nearest. But that has to be a good reason for that.
It has
to be brought about by whoever is leader of the... government, and at this point in time it's still Conservatives without an election.
Yeah.
So but it's who the hell is gonna, I mean, my goodness, in the Conservatives or the Labour Party. I mean, now you've got Liberals are suddenly coming back again. Bounce, there's Liberals. We haven't heard from them for a year and a bit.
Well, you see, Nick Clegg could be, you know.
No, he's not the leader, though, is he? He's not. I don't think he's the leader, isn't that?
I don't think he is. There's another guy now.
Anyway, okay. He's saying that he'll immediately negotiate to go back to Europe, however far along we've got.
No, I agree with Mummy. I think we should have a general election because...
But you can't just enact one. The government, the Electoral Commission and all that have to be involved.
Well, I think they will.
You can't just...
Yeah. I think that we should have a general election because then we have a reshuffle, have somebody who actually knows what they're doing.
And somebody who can draw up a manifesto.
Do you think that would be a coalition?
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, that could be a coalition.
It could easily be a Labour Conservative coalition.
In fact, what we could do is we could bring in proportional representation.
Yeah, is that quite a European thing anyway? Mm. I mean, I know Germany have had coalitions for quite a while, haven't they? I don't know if they still do. Interesting times. But do Europe want to reform? I mean, this is the thing, and there's lots of talk saying, well, they didn't. So in a way, they just got the slap in the face that they needed. Because obviously we're not the only ones. There's a Grexit,
there's very few when you look into it.
Well, Greece, a bit more France, depth. Sweden.
Swindon
wants to exit the EU. Spain. They already have.
Spain.
No, Spain aren't speaking, and neither are Holland or Germany, or the countries that they
Holland
were saying.
Holland and Germany, I'd heard that said they were.
Yeah, a lot of it's just been.
But there's so many people saying so many different things because obviously Germany, France. Certainly Canada, but they're nothing to do with it, really. But have wanted to...
Canada
said as well, they're all looking to do trade with us. And there's talk of the Commonwealth, isn't there? And we could use the Commonwealth more and things like that. Anyway, there's so much to talk about. We'll see. I think a couple of 3 weeks' time, it's the... What's the Chilcot report for Tony Blair? So that'll be a nice lot of controversy, won't it?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
did
at the moment,
really say
the current economy is a good time to bury bad news, isn't it?
Well, they have.
I don't think anything else has happened in the world since Friday.
On the eve of the EU, on the day of the EU referendum, the government said that if you haven't got a full national insurance contribution, that you'll lose some or all of your pension.
But that's
rights.
Always been known. Mm. That's never not been the case.
It's something to do with you haven't worked for a significant amount of time
as well.
That's
been known for a long time.
Don't know. Came out. So I don't know what's changed. Anyway,
Yeah.
I think that's probably done us for a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Let me find... where's it gone? I don't know where it's gone. Yeah, final countdown. Where's it gone? Oh, there it is. Rumbling and grumbling. I've not heard this long version before. But, yeah, thanks for joining us, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
This has been Claire Randall.
Yeah, and you.
Nathan's and me. And the dogs in the background for good measure with their biscuits. We'll speak to you all soon. We made the dogs biscuits. We'll talk about that in another boom, I expect, somewhere.
Yeah.
So do listen in. And, yeah, speak soon, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.